Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Subhadra Ramachandran with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says country's motto of Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi ensures modernization, strengthens, not erases, India's cultural roots. Lok Sabha to hold special discussion on 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram tomorrow. Debate on electoral reforms to be taken up in the House on Tuesday. Government says air travel operations moving swiftly towards normalcy amid Indigo crisis. Airline says 610 crore rupee refunds processed and 3,000 baggages returned so far. 10 Maoists, including most wanted commander, carrying 77 lakh rupees bounty, surrender in Madhya Pradesh. In badminton, India's Sanskar Saraswat clinches men's singles title at Guwahati Masters in Assam, and Indian shooter Simranpreet Brar wins gold in women's 25-meter pistol event at ISSF World Cup final in Doha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that country's motto of Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi reflects a commitment to ensuring that modernization and urbanization strengthen culture rather than erasing India's cultural roots. Mr. Modi stated this in his message at the inaugural ceremony of the 20th session of UNESCO's Intergovernmental Committee for Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage in New Delhi today. The session is commencing at Red Fort in the national capital from tomorrow and will continue till the 13th of this month. The Prime Minister said, India is ensuring that no tradition, no practitioner and no community remain invisible or unsupported. He further highlighted that United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, has played a transformative role in building a shared global framework for safeguarding intangible heritage. He said India is proud to have several elements inscribed on UNESCO's list. Mr. Modi further asserted that it's a moment of great pride for India to host the 20th session of the Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage and said that the session will work as a bridge between ancient inheritance and modern aspirations. Speaking at the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said, besides being home to many UNESCO heritage sites, India has itself undertaken many projects to preserve and conserve heritages across the world.
A key dimension of that engagement is preservation of intangible heritage. In doing so, we acknowledge that traditions, languages, rituals, music, craftsmanship, festivals and performing arts are invaluable aspects of human inheritance. In many ways, they are the most democratic expression of culture, owned by all, guarded by many, and enriched by each generation.
Addressing the gathering, Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said, this session reinforces the country's commitment to protect the living traditions. He added that it is important to protect these traditions so that future generations can inherit the traditional wisdom of the world. India has nominated Diwali, the festival of light, brotherhood, compassion and collective celebration, as its submission for the UNESCO Intangible Heritage List this year. Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram tomorrow. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the lower house. 10 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Briefing the media earlier this week, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju had said the full-day discussion will start at 12 noon. He said a debate on electoral reforms will be taken up on Tuesday in the Lok Sabha. The decision was taken during the all-party meeting chaired by the Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. The government has appealed to all party leaders to allow Parliament to function smoothly. Government today said that air travel operations are moving swiftly towards normalcy amid Indigo crisis. The Ministry of Civil Aviation in a statement reassured that domestic airlines are operating smoothly and at full capacity, with Indigo showcasing steady improvement in performance. It added that Indigo's flight operations are expected to reach up to 1,650 tonight. The IndiGo airline has said that so far 610 crore rupee refunds have been processed and 3,000 baggages have been returned. We have a report.
A cap on airfares has been introduced with immediate effect to prevent price surge and ensure fairness and affordability for travellers. All airlines have been instructed to comply strictly with the revised fare structure. Furthermore, IndiGo has been directed to initiate refunds for cancelled or severely delayed flights. The airline has processed refunds totaling 610 crore rupees so far. The ministry has further instructed IndiGo to trace and deliver all baggage separated from passengers due to disruptions within 48 hours. Over 3,000 pieces of baggage have been delivered to passengers across India as of yesterday. According to the airline, as of 4 p.m. this evening, 137 out of 138 destinations are in operation. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has assured that the aviation network is now moving swiftly toward full normalcy and corrective measures will continue until operations fully stabilize. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Power Minister Manohar Lal today urged all DISCOMs to work closely with ecosystem stakeholders to transition towards a smart, reliable and consumer-focused distribution system. The minister said this while addressing concluding session of the first national conference on the use of artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies in the power distribution sector in New Delhi. More from our correspondent.
Speaking at the event, the power minister emphasized that artificial intelligence and machine learning based solutions will help households to manage their electricity consumption better, prevent outages before they occur, and protect honest consumers from theft burdens. He said this will enable distribution companies or DISCOMs to reduce losses, optimize power purchase cost, and reinvest in stronger infrastructure. The minister said AI and machine learning-based applications play a pivotal role in building intelligent, consumer-centric and self-optimizing distribution networks. Swati Rukheja, News Desk.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today participated in the opening session of India-Japan Forum in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said that he discussed the evolving world order and the imperative of deeper India-Japan cooperation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Madhya Pradesh, in a major breakthrough, 10 Maoists, including most wanted commander Surinder alias Kabir, carrying 77 lakh rupees bounty, laid down arms in Balaghat district in the presence of Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav today. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister said the state government is committed to completely eradicating Naxalism and making Madhya Pradesh free from Naxal violence. He noted that the government's rehabilitation policy has created a pathway for misguided individuals to return to the mainstream, rebuild their lives with dignity, and reintegrate into society. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist hideout was busted in a dense forest in Doda district today, leading to the recovery of a rifle and ammunition. The operation was jointly conducted by the Special Operations Group of local police and CRPF in the forest area of Balara. The search operation is still in progress and more details are awaited. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today inaugurated 125 strategically significant infrastructure projects constructed by the Border Roads Organisation across 7 states and 2 union territories, including Shyok Tunnel in Leh. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said Shyok Tunnel in Ladakh will be a game changer, offering all-weather connectivity and mobility during harsh winters. The Armed Forces Flag Day is being observed today. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, said the nation expresses its deepest gratitude to the brave men and women who protect the country with unwavering courage. The Goa government has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the major fire incident at a club in Arpora in Bardez Taluka, which claimed the lives of 25 people. Several people were also injured in the incident. The fire was caused by electrical fireworks inside the club. Our correspondent has the details.
In a late evening briefing, Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant confirmed the arrest of 4 staff members of the club. A fact-finding committee has been directed to submit its report within a week. disciplinary action will be undertaken against officials responsible for the event. CM has assured that safety audit of clubs and such other establishments will be done. Government will also issue advisory for such establishments. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the tragedy. Mahesh Sopre, Akashwani News, Panchi.
India handed over 300 metric tons of emergency relief to Cyclone Head Sri Lanka under Operation Sagarbandhu. Another ship carrying 700 tons of material will reach Trincomalee tomorrow morning. The relief material primarily comprises essential food supplies, including pulses and sugar. High Commissioner of India Santosh Jha handed over the relief material to Sri Lanka Minister of Trade, Commerce and Food Security Basanta Samarasinghe. Mr. Samarasinghe thanked the Indian government and the Indian High Commission for the assistance provided to Sri Lanka. In Greece, at least 18 migrants attempting to cross the Mediterranean Sea in an inflatable boat died when it capsized south of the island of Crete. Two survivors were rescued, a ship and a plane from European border agency Frontex, a Greek Coast Guard helicopter, and three merchant vessels are taking part in the search operation. In Algeria, 14 people were killed and 34 were injured when a passenger bus overturned on a national highway yesterday. The vehicle flipped while traveling on a route linking Béchar and Tindouf in southern Algeria. The Russian Defense Ministry today said its forces have taken control of the village of Kucherivka in Ukraine's northern Kharkiv region and Rivne in the eastern Donetsk region. The ministry added that Moscow had carried out coordinated strikes on Ukrainian transport infrastructure, fuel and energy facilities, military airfields and long-range drone complexes. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today expressed confidence that Ahmedabad will soon take its place on the global sports map and secure the hosting rights for the 2036 Olympic Games. The minister was speaking after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of several development works at Ahmedabad in Gujarat today. Mr. Shah highlighted the city's rapid development of world-class sports infrastructure and training facilities in recent years. On to sports now. Indian shooter Simranpreet Kaur Brar clinched the gold medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event at the ISSF World Cup Final 2025 in Doha, Qatar today. The 21-year-old also equaled the junior world record of Paris Olympics champion Yang Ji-in of South Korea, hitting 41 out of 50 shots in a highly competitive finals field. Another Indian shooter, Aishwari Pratap Singh Tomar, won the silver medal in the men's 50-meter rifle 3 positions event. In badminton, India's Sanskar Saraswat clinched the men's singles title of Guwahati Masters in Assam today. Sanskar defeated compatriot Mithun Manjunath in the final today. It marks Sanskar's first Super 100 title. In hockey, men's junior World Cup, the semi-final match between India and defending champion Germany is underway in Chennai this evening. India reached the last four after defeating Belgium in a penalty shootout in the quarterfinals. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions in parts of Chandigarh, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha and Vidarbha tomorrow. Places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal are expected to experience thunderstorms and lightning. The weather agency further predicted dense fog conditions at isolated pockets over Assam, Meghalaya, Himachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Odisha till the 11th of this month. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says country's motto of Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi ensures modernization, strengthens, not erases India's cultural roots. Lok Sabha to hold special discussion on 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram tomorrow. Debate on electoral reforms to be taken up in the House on Tuesday. Government says air travel operations moving swiftly towards normalcy amid Indigo crisis. Airline says 610 crore rupee refunds processed and 3,000 baggages returned so far. 10 Maoists, including most wanted commander carrying 77 lakh rupees bounty, surrender in Madhya Pradesh. And Indian shooter Simranpreet Brar wins gold in women's 25-meter pistol event at ISSF World Cup final in Doha. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.